morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Parker Tice.
And I'm Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom. Toronto City staff have released some recommendations to help improve access to affordable homes. A report released Tuesday called for a multi-billion dollar plan to add 65,000 rent-controlled homes in Toronto by the year 2030. The report includes 22 suggestions to make housing more affordable in what they're calling a generational transformation of Toronto's housing system, one being reintroducing rent control for housing units occupied after November 2018. City staff say the plan is estimated to cost between $28.6 billion and $31.5 billion.
Artificial intelligence technology is becoming more accessible than ever. So how does generative AI impact learning? Toronto Metropolitan students spoke on a panel yesterday to share their thoughts on the future of AI in schools. I went out and filed this report.
The Center for Excellence in Learning and Teaching hosted a panel yesterday to discuss the uses of generative AI in education.
There's already news articles specifically in the sports industry that are written entirely by AI. And that might seem it's just like recapping a sports game, but I feel like that sets a precedent for the kind of information that's out there, especially online.
The panel had five students from different programs sharing their concerns with the growth of this technology and how AI can impact their learning.
So the only difference with ChatGPT is that now it's like a Google search away from getting someone else to do your work. So I think there definitely needs to be an education on acceptable ways to use ChatGPT, but I also think that if you give an inch, students will take several miles, or shall I say several paragraphs from ChatGPT. So trust but verify, I would say.
We kind of deserve to be taught by like real people who have experience in like the areas that we're learning. And so if a professor were using generative AI for like lessons and stuff like that, I would feel a bit like cheated.
While being in computer science, the way I use it is like, because I have a free model, free version of ChatGPT, and the way I use it is to just like further ignite my curiosity. When you're curious, then you're willing to learn on your own instead of relying on other tools like AI.
TMU's Lincoln Alexander School of Law has condemned a since-deleted open letter written by a group of law students criticizing the school's neutral position on the ongoing Israel-Palestine conflict. The letter, dated last Friday, was signed by over 70 people. It called for a ceasefire and expressed support for all forms of Palestinian resistance. The law school issued a response on Monday saying they do not endorse the letter and unequivocally condemns the sentiments of anti-Semitism and intolerance expressed in this message.
Up-and-coming artist Alisa Alikpala is renting out the Urban Innovation Studio space every Thursday. Her project? Turning waste into art. On the Record reporter Tarek Tahan has more.
Artist Alisa Alikpala partners with TMU's Urban Farm, turning waste into art. Alisa works with dead corn stalks and milkweed, prolonging their cycle of life. Her crafts will soon be on exhibits at the Urban Farm. Working with plastics like polyester deviates from ordinary textile design. Alikpala says she takes inspiration from her ancestors.
We, in the Philippines, work a lot with those kind of ephemeral like plant materials. There is a commonality between all these different cultures in that reciprocal and respectful way of relating to the land and to the earth. And, you know, we've obviously kind of like moved far away from that in our...
Her philosophy, all things deteriorate and return to the earth, even single-use plastics. Alikpala wasted no time to book the studio once the opportunity arose. She aims to experiment with different techniques and to change the conversation on climate change, one textile at a time. Check out Alisa's work at TMU's Urban Innovation Center every Thursday from 1 to 3.
Tarek Tahan, On the Record News.
The first Toronto-Hungarian Film Festival honoring the renowned award-winning Hungarian actress Marie Toacik starts tonight until Sunday. The festival will showcase the six most important Hungarian films from 2022. Toracik was very active in the world of film and TV for over 60 years across 170 roles, and was said to have been worthy of Cannes' Best Actress Award at just 21 years old. The film is in her honor comes just over a year after her passing in 2021. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased online from tohuff.com.
Five new sports are being added to the Olympic Games. On the Record's Curtis Martin takes a look at the TMU connection.
The International Olympic Committee announced last Thursday that they will be adding five new sports to the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, including the return of baseball and softball. Left out this time around, though, is women's baseball. TMU women's hockey player Emily Baxter represented Team Canada in the World Cup qualifier and is looking for it to be added in the future.
I definitely think that with the growing popularity of women's baseball, that one day there could be in the Olympics. They definitely have increased popularity a lot in North America and a lot across in Asia, so definitely one day, and if it is, hopefully I can be there, yeah.
Baxter helped the women's national team qualify for the World Cup this past summer in Thunder Bay, hitting a double in one of her four appearances for the national team during the qualification tournament.
It's definitely a very surreal opportunity. I was definitely honored to be selected to represent my country. And I got to learn from a lot of great coaches and players beside me, and it was just a great experience overall, and I hope to be back in Thunder Bay next year.
The TMU bold athlete will look to bring home gold this summer as the World Championships hit Thunder Bay. For On the Record News, I'm Curtis Martin.
One of Toronto's own won a gold in skateboarding at the Pan Am Games this week. Here's Mackenzie Rabello with more.
I'm Mackenzie Rabello, and this is your sports update. Canada's youngest female athlete won gold at the Pan America Games. 13-year-old Toronto skater Faye DeFazio Ebert won park skateboarding gold this past weekend. The competition was held in Santiago, Chile. Ebert's best score was 84.66 points. This is the first time the sport has ever debuted at the Pan Am Games, Ebert being the first ever champion in park skateboarding. A Belleville hockey team is joining Ontario Sports Hall of Fame. The world champions 1959 Belleville McFarlands will be inducted into the Ontario Sports Hall of Fame in Toronto. The Belleville McFarlands, known as the Macs, will be one of eight inductees this year. The other inductees include Toronto Maple Leafs president Brendan Shanahan, Olympian Perdita Felician, curler Marilyn Bodo, and hockey star Jana Hefford. The Macs represented Canada at the World Championships in Prague, where they faced Russia, the US, Czechoslovakia, Sweden, and Finland. Former McFarland's player, Red Berenson, will accept the award on behalf of the team. NHL to review players' violation on Pride Tape ban. Arizona Coyotes defenseman Travis Dermott became the first NHL player to defy the ban. Dermott is under review, but many suspect other players will follow suit. The NHL banned Pride Tape after players sparked controversy for refusing to wear Pride-themed jerseys. It is possible Dermott and the Arizona Coyotes will be fined for this violation. Now you're up to date. That is it for sports this week. I'm Mackenzie Rabello.
Taylor Swift may not be a hot single anymore, but her songs certainly still are. Here's Tori Goodwin with more in entertainment.
I'm Tori Goodwin, and here is your update on what's going on in the world of entertainment this week. Last Friday, Cher released her first Christmas album. Cher teased the album on her Instagram with this image. This is the singer's 27th album in her career and features her take on some classic Christmas hits, as well as some originals. Cher also has quite a lineup of collaborators singing on the album with her, including Michael Bublé and Stevie Wonder. More in music, Taylor Swift has gotten her 10th number one single on Billboard's Hot 100 list. Swift's song, Cruel Summer, rose on the charts after she released new mixes of the song last week. Swift shared the new cover for the song on her Instagram, which you see here. Fans were left disappointed last weekend after Lil Yachty's concert in Vancouver was canceled. This image is the flyer Lil Yachty shared on his Instagram to promote the tour. The performance was cut short when the floor section of the arena was flooded with attendees. This came after the artist encouraged the audience to leave their seats and move to the floor, putting the area at overcapacity. That's it for entertainment this week. I'm Tori Goodwin.
Starting this weekend, the GTA will see temperatures drop in the lead up to Halloween. Here's Maria Robinson with your forecast.
Good morning, TMU. I'm Maria Robinson, and welcome to On the Record Weather. Let's take a look at what you can expect today. You've got a great start to your weekend. Today, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with the chance of rain, getting up to 19 degrees in Toronto. And that's basically the same across the board. St. Catharines, Kitchener, Peterborough, and Guelph are also all sitting at highs of 19. Then we've got Hamilton, Mississauga, Brampton, Newmarket, and Barrie at highs of 20, with Oshawa being the coolest with its high of 18. Now let's look ahead to Toronto's five-day forecast. We're cooling off a bit tomorrow with a high of 13 and a low of 6, but thankfully it's set to be a sunny fall day, so soak that in before the rain comes in on Sunday. By Sunday, we've got a low of 6 with a high of 9, setting off a trend of cooler temperatures for next week. We'll reach up to 10 degrees on Monday with a low of 1, but thankfully that rain will ease up a little bit, leading into our Halloween. For all those trick-or-treaters out there, you thankfully have a nice sunny day with a bit of cloud for your celebrations. We'll see a high of 6 and a low of negative 1, so keep that in mind for your Halloween plans. And Wednesday is sort of an unexpected mix. We've got a high of 6 and a low of 1 with a mix of sun and clouds. But with that cooler weather coming in, there's a chance of wet flurries. I'm Maria Robinson with your On the Record weather. Back to you in the studio.
On the Record has launched a new column dedicated to investigating all of your questions about TMU. Through our website, you can share your inquiries about something you heard around campus or a question about how a campus service operates.
The column is called Allegedly and is open to TMU community members. You can learn more by visiting ontherecordnews.ca/allegedly, or you can scan the QR code on your screen now.
That's all for On the Record this October 27, 2023. I'm Parker Tice.
And I'm Chloe Herbert-Ballantyne.
Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from the OTR newsroom.
For more 24/7, including how you can submit your story ideas, visit our website, ontherecordnews.ca. Have a great day.